right, and welcome back to another episode of Pop Culture POV. That is Pop Culture Point of View. RandomlyRonnieJr.com is the website, so please check it out. Also, Patreon.com/RandomlyRonnieJr. if you want to support, production and all that stuff. Anyway, it has come to my attention that I specifically, in my mind, in my heart of hearts, I feel that it is important to say that I think, this is my opinion, this is why we do this, point of view, I think Larsa Pippen is a top-tier reality star. Obviously, Larsa Pippen does not even probably consider herself a reality star. She's just somebody that in life things go good and she kind of rides each wave. I am only doing this particular episode because, and I'll tell you contextually where we're at with Real Housewives of Miami, her initial season, and Real Housewives of Miami sort of coming back to the Peacock network, the offshoot of Bravo, and just like all of it. This won't be a play-by-play of like her interacting with the cast for the new season. That's not what this will be. Maybe we'll do episodes about that as well. But this is just more, in my opinion, how funny people, as far as their judgment goes. Contextually, how I view things will be based on who I am as a person, you know, and we all have different aspects of us. Larsa, to me, has always really jumped off the page. I remember interviewing Gisele Bryant season 3 of Potomac, and I stated to her that, Gisele, you have such confidence. Actually, no one, as far as Housewives, maybe a Melissa Gorga, but no one as far as Housewives has jumped off the page like, as far as Gisele, like Larsa. And she really liked that because she, of course, you know, had been familiar with the Miami season, and Larsa herself, who isn't familiar.
You know, I loved Miami. I was Larsa Pippen. Okay, let me tell you two people that jumped off the page immediately. You and a Larsa Pippen type. Okay. Like, and you guys aren't similar. I'm not even getting at that. But she was also another one that just had an immense amount of confidence. Sometimes people couldn't take her. Right. So I just, but when I watch, I'm like, oh, immediately. Like, Larsa's going to give me all of everything I need.
She'll give life.
Yeah, and what was good about you, you came back for more seasons. She only had the one.
And it's like, it was that point that I realized which type of cast members I enjoy on this reality TV series, The Real Housewives, you know, be it Bravo or be it Ultimate Girls Trip on Peacock Network or Miami or whatever. And so I was like, let's just spend a little time here on the Pop Culture POV and really just, I don't know, like talk about why Larsa is top tier and also why people feel so threatened by her. As a person, for me, I feel like, and maybe this is you as well, lots of people grew up very humble, very like tone everything down. And I think there's a place for that for sure. As we remember from season 1 of Real Housewives of Miami, Larsa was just kind of like, you know, I was always instilled confidence, so I kind of feel really good about myself. She said something of that nature. And so it is what it is. I think it's an easy cop-out, if you ask me, to see the person who believes in themselves and to be happy with themselves, who hasn't hurt a fly, to suddenly look at that person like they're the problem. You know what I mean? If you're going to be the humble person, that's your prerogative. You know, I grew up in blue collar, humble, turn yourself all the way down, you know. And then when I started my radio career, I saw how that didn't help at all. But by no means did I ever state that that meant all of a sudden I'm arrogant. You see, I don't see why there's no gray area. There should be. If you're going to be arrogant, I'm going to call you arrogant. Because Larsa likes herself, why is that anyone's problem? Why would that be deemed as arrogant, you know? And then it's like the concept for me, I'm like, as far as the housewives that I enjoy, like, what is it? Do I just like the pretty girls? You know what I mean? Like, do I just like the baddies, you know, the ones with confidence? Like, what is it? Gisele, to me, unthreatened, unbothered, ran season 1, season 2, season 3. She's always been a superstar, had a couple tougher reunions, but that's, it is what it is. 6 seasons is no easy task for a reality cast member, but as far as their regular day-to-day life, Gisele Bryant's the type that's just going to keep stacking the money. And I feel like Larsa's the same way. Like the notion, and I won't talk about the cast member that sort of seems to take issue with Larsa because I'm not really reviewing the current season, but I am going to review the just really lukewarm hot take that it is to proclaim that because at one point Larsa was very tight with the Kardashian family, that somehow she is lesser than by it, or it's a dig. It's not a dig. It actually, if you ask me, it sounds like the mosquito has a projection. It sounds to me, I know I'm jumping way to the front. I was still going to kind of build this up, but we have to talk about we have to talk about the insignificant cast members of the show. And the friend of, you know, to come and to state, and it was so funny to me. It was so odd. That's why I'm doing this particular episode, because I know there's thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of people who are unbothered, who love Larsa, but it's always the trolls that really relate to like an Adriana, you know what I mean? So I have to be like, wait a minute, let's really think about this, everybody. She specifically is projecting. It's kind of showcasing that what that cast member would assess as a quality or as a come up, you're telegraphing that to the whole room. Like to me, that felt very thirsty. I come from a different time though. I started radio in 2002. We come from a different time. We don't come from a written, you know, the Adriana girl, while I like Karen Huger from Housewives of Potomac, she strikes me as that. They're very, they go and suffice and chat with the trolls and, you know, massage the Twitter trolls to, you know, arc them in their favor. And suddenly they do really good online. But in real life, in IRL, Gisele Bryant walks in a room, everyone loves her. Larsa Pippen walks in a room, everyone loves her. And so it was just such an odd take that there was some tweets that kind of had alluded to like, oh, wow, that was such a, she showed her, she got her. How is that showing her? How is that getting her? Larsa is not supposed to look the exact same way she looked in season one. The mosquito herself doesn't look the same way she looked in season one. It's a drastic difference, a significant drastic difference. We all look different. You know what I mean? Like I've been very heavy on camera as far as my radio career, but then I've also been very slim and then heavy again. Like the dictation of how you feel about me is based on like you can have an opinion, but that's not going to affect me. Like I need to necessarily get my shit together and that has nothing to do with you. I think what happens is it's that projection. And I don't want to spend too much time because this is more about Larsa and her flowers and why she's so amazing. But just to like sort of break down the insignificant cast member, it's like it from being cut from the cloth that I'm cut from. And I'm from a different era. Like I said, I started my radio career in 2002. We side-eye the thirstiness that is somebody who would call out and telegraph their insecurities. You know what I mean? Like something that would have made them feel valid. So what I'm saying is Larsa being friends with whoever she's friends with is a beneficial friendship across the board. The notion that a mosquito would feel that Larsa connecting with the Kardashians is somehow a come up. We definitely cannot talk about a Larsa come up when she felt good about herself back in the Chicago days. Like, what are we talking about? We cannot talk about Larsa feeling valid. Now, was she friendly with the Kardashians? Great. I never watched the E! Show, so just so you know, that's where I stand on this. But the concept of was like, I can see how an insignificant person could really take that and feel something. And that's why it's actually hard to make friends in the entertainment industry, because there are ulterior motives and agendas, you know. But the fact that, I mean, I don't want to be rude by any means, because we never know where Kim and Larsa's bond will go going forward. But I would venture to say it was as beneficial for Kim to be friends with Larsa as it was for Larsa to be friends with Kim. Same as Lala Vasquez with Kim, same with Sierra with Kim. Like the notion that somebody validates what you do is something only a mosquito would say. Okay, so we'll let the mosquito go away for a moment. Okay, so another thing about it, let's just talk about Larsa, why she's a great reality TV cast member. When I think about Housewives of New York, a lot of times, I was actually doing a recap after show with DJ Richie Sky, who has a really wonderful YouTube channel. And I remember him saying, and I'll get to Larsa as the tie-in in a moment. I remember him saying that he really liked Carol Radswell. And it had occurred to me, when you watch Carol, a lot of the cast members around her, they almost get bothered that Carol, based on who she is, she doesn't get hype over stuff, but that doesn't have, she's not bringing no negativity towards you, but you are so used to, as another cast member or interacting with somebody like that, you're so used to somebody having to match your energy negatively or whatever, that you feel that they are now placing themselves higher. Listen, if I love myself, I love myself. That has nothing to do with you. And that's the same thing with me. Like, I interviewed Gisele Bryant, and some will say that she's a little quick and stoic or whatever. I actually thought she was great. We're both Virgos. We both love Kenya Moore. And I do remember at the end of the interview, she showed me, you know, the praise and whatever, whatever. But she had to peace out. She had to go. I, because I know myself and I know how wonderful I am, I was, there was no burden there. But I could imagine a chump interviewer could be like, oh, she didn't kiss my ass, you know, in the way that a lot of the reality stars or cast members for Housewives due to these bloggers that started yesterday. Like, I have been doing radio since 2002. You know, I've got a liner. Liners is when a talent comes in to promote a movie or an album or whatever, and they do a little like, hey, I'm Beyonce and you're hanging out with Ronnie Jr. Like, I have that audio years ago, you know, interacting with Beyonce when she came and done a press run at the radio station. So I'm already around talented people back in my 20s, that a housewife not saying hello to me is not going to cause me any issue because my confidence is intact. But if your confidence is not intact, you will see somebody like Larsa and suddenly you'll feel like she is dismissing you, or she's, I mean, I'm all for a dismissal if necessary, but like, you will feel like she's doing something to you. Just really, you have not pulled yourself up and felt confident about yourself. If you track back season one, and the only thing that does break my heart in season one is that it does sound like Christy, after season one, didn't really enjoy Larsa going forward. So I kind of am like, okay, well, let's evaluate that. And I would like to see Christy back, by the way. But the outside of that, if you go back, Larsa never really did anything to someone. In fact, you would hear, you know, sadly, the late Marisol's mother, you know, say something about, like, everyone could pile up and say something about Larsa and no judgment was ever there. But because Larsa was so unbothered by a lot of stuff, it became like she was mean. Like, to the weaker mind, she's mean, but she's not. She's fabulous. I feel like she should do a spinoff with the DJ, the gal, Michelle, the one that was on Love and Hip Hop. I feel like they can do something. I like Lisa Hochstein is, to me, a fantastic cast member. And we'll get into the other cast members as Real Housewives of Miami, the Peacock Network offshoot, starts to flow. But right now, this was literally like a concept I had. I said, I want to do a pop culture POV that is strictly on the celebration of Larsa. I actually did another episode where I said, we have finally, but we for so many years never gave Tammy Roman her roses. You know, we never put respect on her name. And now that Real World Homecoming is happening, I think people are starting to see it. So I kind of have decided to do some of these episodes where I look back, where it's not, again, in the moment, episode by episode by episode, but more like contextually, like, why is it so easy for people to want to act like Larsa is causing problems? Just because people like her, that should not have a burden on you. If anything, that's kind of like, okay, Kim happened to like her. Maybe you're just jealous because you wish Kim even knew who you were. Going off that, Larsa already displayed, and where she's at now and whether she's dating or whether she stands next to somebody and all of a sudden a new story breaks out, that's just the nature of what's going on. But the bigger concept is what we have got to break down, that, you know, it's like, of course, Michael Jordan is the great, but the great Scottie Pippen is the great only to be you know, I don't want to call anyone secondary, but, you know, secondary to Michael Jordan. So you have Scottie Pippen, who in his life, he can choose anybody and he chooses Larsa. So it's kind of like what I'm basically saying is if you're a weaker person, you're offended by Larsa being fabulous and amazing. If you got your shit together, like Kim, like Scottie of the time, you're okay with her and you want the top quality people. And this is why I opened up the beginning of this episode saying Larsa Pippen is top tier reality star for the Housewives. She is and will always be. And we don't give enough credit to her. It's so easy. It is so, so easy. And I have no bone in my body to be like, go out there and start frolicking with all the men. You know, I support it fully. But the concept is, even if she was doing that, I don't know if she is. She deserves, I mean, we all deserve to get our back broken out. I mean, come on. I'm joking. we get so honest on these episodes, don't we? My bigger point is that just because she's fly and people like her, why is that anyone else's problem? And if she was out there in the sheets, like that's her business. I mean, to our knowledge, you know, she is a mother of, you know, many children by the same, you know, Scottie Pippen, the baby's father. And like sort of, you know, we're not giving enough context to like the early stage of her career. I think she had her first child at 24. So at 24, she's dipping into motherhood. So now when the kids have now grown up, the divorce is sort of becoming finalized. You've already lived in LA and you're coming back to Miami for, you know, a regroup or a reshift. And whether you're coming back for the show, who cares? Why can't we let her shine? Why are we turning women down? That's what I don't understand. So it just, the only reason I do this episode is because, again, there was so much chatter about like, oh, that was such a dig. That was a dig? That was a dig that said, oh, because you left the show and you came back looking like Kim with the big butt. That's a dig. I see no dig. Like, are you jealous that you can't actually be friends with Kimmy? Like, this is just odd to me. The telegraphing of thirst is just something my era would never do. We would never do it. We would keep that to ourselves. Like, I would never telegraph how much and how highly I think about the fact that Larsa was able to access something I could only dream of. I could never do that. I could never do that. And it's funny. I just tend to like, in as far as this show, the pretty girls. Like, I like the assured pretty girls. I don't know what it is. Again, I grew up very in a heteronormative, you know, blue collar situation. So me turning myself down is something I've always had to do, you know, growing up. And so when I got into radio, and specifically when I moved to New York, it was like, let's go, baby. You know, like we got to live to the fullest. And so when I see the Melissa Gorgas cross the screen, when I see Gisele Bryant cross the screen, when I see Larsa Pippen cross the screen, or even Carol Radswell, as we mentioned, to me, it's like they got the memo. Go for it. You know, love hard, live hard. You know, I always give credibility to J-Lo because J-Lo could have at one point had the marriage, be devastated that it didn't work with Mark Anthony and call it a day, you know, because she was embarrassed or shy. Why are we knocking people for taking their second act, let's say, you know, why, you know, now if there was other stories of, well, what you don't know is when Larsa was with Scottie, she was this, this, and this. First of all, that's none of my business. But second of all, I'm not going to tell somebody that now that she's of a different age, on a TV show where you know, essentially are lending your personality for the show and your kids are all intact and everything is sort of situated and they're grown, not grown, but older. Why are you resorting her to not be amazing? And again, here's another thing too. Larsa just has this thing. I was watching a couple interviews prior to me doing this episode. Cause I was like, you know, people who get it, people that just have the vibe, they're going to be like, of course, Larsa is amazing. Boom. That's like, we get it. We understand. But the really not swift people, they're not going to really understand like confidence, I guess. And so to me, I watched a bunch of interviews and what Larsa does is she gets asked questions like they will ask, the interviewer will ask. She did a great one with Jason Lee of Hollywood Unlocked. Of course, they have a rapport already, a friendship. So he's able to ask the tougher questions, But any interview I watched of her, she was very like, I mean, okay, well, you know, we can't get mad at somebody for them giving you their authentic personality. If that's who she is and you're mad because she's not getting hype about something that you would get hype about, that just, why is that my problem? You know, anyways, I think she's a blast. She is a blast. I'm not sure if she's going to be going on the new seasons of all these reality shows, starting with Miami, because in my opinion, she should be on Ultimate Girls Trip. Okay, let me break this down. In my mind, Real Housewives of Miami, almost like cast member to cast member, is almost better than half of the other franchises. I know not everyone says that. I even like Karen. Not everyone liked Karen. I thought Anna was great. I thought Joanna Krupa to me was a little bit of a letdown. I thought Leah was great. Like, it was a really good cast. But thinking about where it's at now, if it was me and we're looking at like Ultimate Girls Trip, you know, wherever they decide to go with that type of show on Bravo or Peacock Network or whatever, I am instantly, like, without question. And that's not to say I don't like Alexia or Marisol, but I'm instantly, without question, saying, Lisa, Larsa, what's your avails? Can we get you on this trip for 2 weeks? Because they know how to bring a certain energy. You know, I'd put them on a show with Kenya. I put them on a show with Giselle. I put them on a show with Melissa Gorga. I put them on a show with like Dorit. I put them on a show with Lisa Barlow. I'd put them on a show with Meredith. Like, that to me would be, and you got to have She by Sheree. We got to give a little She by Sheree. Maybe even Candy and Dorinda. Like, that would be like the group. It would be a lot of powerful, strong-willed, like mentally strong people. And yeah, I suppose you have to have a little drama, but like, I just don't want to see, I would be so mortified if I had to do a show and I have to work with somebody who's so insignificant in Adriana, you know, who easily, what the smartest choice that the Peacock Network has ever made was that they demoted her to a friend of. I wouldn't even put her on the show. That's just me. But that was a brilliant move. She should not have been on season 1, 2, or 3. So the fact that she was on 3 and gets to still breathe the same air as the queen, Larsa, it just doesn't make sense to me. and before you go, you know, talk about, oh, you don't know the essence of how to cast a reality show in conflict. Like, I know what I'm talking about. Okay. I know a lot. But this is just a point of view that sometimes I feel like I get bummed because it's such an easy take. It's such an easy take to be like, Larsa, she got with a ball player. You start to paint. And this is a projection, by the way. This is a really bad projection. You start to paint the picture of what you think a come up girl is. You know what I mean? Like, there is certainly that for sure with people, but because Larsa loves herself and Scotty happened to like her and she happened to be a mother of several of his kids and she, you know, has lived life to the fullest, done the TV show, left the TV show, went to LA, had great friends like him. Like, what? I'm not seeing a problem. Like, I am not seeing a problem at all. She seems like somebody that I would really enjoy. You know, then again, I like a J-Lo. I like a woman with fortitude. You know, I've always sort of connected with the, you know, with the baddies, the pretty girls. Anyways, Larsa Pippen, a great reality star. She was good on her one season. She was missed on her second and third season because she did not come back, but unbothered because, you know, there are certain people that philosophy sort of goes, wherever I'm at is where it's at. So really, I think Real Housewives of Miami sort of suffered by not bringing her back, but they have wised up. They have wised up. And now we're back for a season 4. And I think it will be wonderful. I hope there's not too many shenanigans. I don't like the Housewives shows where it gets too in the Jen Shaw and legal. I really don't like that. I think the goal should be fun, you know, light shade or whatever, you know, dismiss someone else, you know, and live your fabulous life. Like, that to me should be a fun show with a little bit of, like, you know, taking jabs at each other, but nothing too. Yeah. It's not the time. For me, it's not the time. So cast more people like Larsa, give her a spinoff. Let me produce her podcast or whatever. Like, let's do it, you know? Anyways, Pop Culture POV, that is a wrap on that. We will give Larsa Pippen her flowers, and you know you enjoy her. That's the funny thing. You know you enjoy her. You know she's not what you try, what is so easy to judge her as. It's so easy to do that. Like, you're just mad because you're not friends with Kim. How do you know she's not friends anymore? Maybe friendships evolve. What are we talking about? And I think the reason the gal who is insignificant to the cast, the reason she talks that way is because we can't put a mirror up to her because there's nothing to see. There's nothing to see. What's your story? We have nothing. So it made sense, I suppose, for her to say, Larsa this, Larsa that. But to be a groupie on public television like that, national television, that just seems so, I feel so sad for her to be such a groupie. Where I come from in my era, we were not groupies like that. No. Don't be Larsa's groupie disguised as a hater. Don't. No. What is a yes is patreon.com/randomlyronniejr. Show it some support. Help with production costs and throw a tweet or a Instagram saying, you know what? You're right. Larsa Pippen, one of the greats. She's one of the greats of reality TV. Yeah, the show benefits by having her on, and Real Housewives of Miami should never have been canceled, and it's here to stay. That's what I would say. And Larsa, keep doing what you're doing. All right, Pop Culture POV. We'll talk on the next episode.